Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, June 12th, 2022. Happy LA Pride Day. Happy Tony Awards night. My guests today are an old favorite, a recent favorite, and a new favorite. They are Sam Levine, Tommy McNamara, and Blair Sankey. Hello.
Hi, Doug.
Hey. Hi, Doug.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, people don't know whether to all speak at the same time or take turns. So let's meet each of you individually and alphabetically, starting with Sam the Ma'am Levine is back. Welcome, you dangling champ, you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And I just realized for the first time in as many games, I have the last name advantage. At long last.
It's finally happened when you needed it the least. Because our other guests include another returning champion who won a hard-fought battle just last week. He's the co-host of the Stand By Your Band podcast. It's Tommy McNamara. Hey, Tommy.
So happy to be back. This is very exciting to be a returning champion.
How do you feel about squaring off with Sam?
I think that if it's a real trivia-based game, I'm going to have zero chance. But if it's a goofier game, I might be able to pull it out.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, today we're just going to roll some dice and see who wins.
All right, then I feel good.
And I won't know if you're telling, you know, if you say I just rolled a six or whatever, I won't know. You can say you rolled whatever you want. But good luck to you today, Tommy. And you know her, you love her. It's Blair Sankey. Hello, Blair.
Hello, Doug. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing really good, actually. Do you know about Tommy McNamara's podcast, Stand By Your Band?
Yes, I'm a two-time guest.
Okay.
I have defended some bands' honor on there to the death.
Which ones did you defend?
I defended on a famously charged episode, Good Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And I forget who else I defended.
Tommy, do you remember?
I don't, but the Good Charlotte episode is always one I tell. When people are like, what's an episode to start with? That's one I often say because it's a very funny episode and Blair goes very hard.
Why do you like, just quickly, why do you like Good Charlotte so much?
Well, you know, it was a moment in time of my life and full, chock full of angst in my Ford Explorer. And I really got, I aired my lungs out. There's some catchy songs and people like to shit on them. And so I have to defend the underdogs, you know.
Is Good Charlotte still a thing?
No, but they're very happily married, long-term marriages, which I find, you know, inspirational.
That's nice.
I didn't know they were mutually exclusive.
Yeah,
I had a thought either be like, a band or happily married.
Hey guys, I gotta quit the band. I'm getting married. Oh yeah, well me too.
Guys, in this business, in this town, it's an accomplishment.
It really is.
Yes.
Sam, what do you think about when it comes to defending bands or artists? Is there a particular musician that you would defend if you went on this show?
That I'd have to defend. I don't know that any of the bands that I like need defense. I think.
Oh, okay.
Most of the bands. Well, I'm just saying. I'm a very vanilla, you know, ice cream kind of like Led Zeppelin, The Who.
Oh, you just said Vanilla Ice accidentally.
Oh no.
I'm a very vanilla.
I guess I'll go on and defend
creamer.
Rob Van Winkle if I have to.
Wait, so who else were you going to say? You just like bands that are huge.
Huge, giant. But yeah, I mean, I like a couple of smaller bands. Coldplay, I don't know if you guys are familiar with them.
Oh my that would be a great one to defend.
That is a perfect, yeah, perfect.
There's lots of people that hate Coldplay, some without ever listening to them.
That's a fact. Okay, so I'll come on and defend Coldplay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to do your booking for you, Tommy, but it sounds like you've got a date if you want one.
No, I love it.
All right, cool. Before we get into the games today, I always like my guests to recommend a movie. So this is kind of like Stand By Your Movie, where you have to suggest a film and defend it if it needs defending. We'll start with you, Sam. What would you like to recommend this time?
Well, we're speaking of music. I would like to recommend School of Rock.
Mm. Whoa, that's a good one. Anybody who hasn't seen that, I don't know what's wrong with them, but they need to rectify it,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I wholeheartedly agree. I remember the first time I saw that in theaters and immediately was taken by just how charming and fun and... it's a film that you automatically start caring about the Jack Black character and the kids, like you, unless you're heartless.
Yeah, it's really, it really comes together quite nicely. It's such a fun movie and the music's great. And it really captures like pretty much what Jack Black is all about, like the kind of music he likes and how good he is at performing it.
And and Doug Loves Movies, former guest Sarah Silverman, always great.
Yeah, you know, she has to play an unlikable character, unfortunately. But I always bring this up when the movie comes up. The name Ned Schneebly is one of my favorite movie character names of all time. And that he's pretending to be Ned Schneebly, like to be able to pretend to be Ned Schneebly and keep saying it and not like, you know, crack up is impressive in and of itself.
Yep.
Pretty good. All right. That's a good one. You got to follow a good one, Tommy. What do you have to recommend this week?
So it's kind of insane to recommend this, but I'd never seen it before. And I watched on the plane. I was on a plane this week, and on the plane, I decided to watch a movie called Reservoir Dogs.
What?
Was it the only Tarantino movie you hadn't seen, or are there other holes in your Tarantino?
I think it was the only one I hadn't seen. Because I watched Jackie Brown for the first time last year, and I think that might be my favorite. I think I have seen, it was the only one I hadn't seen, and it was randomly on the plane. It was randomly part of Delta's collection. So I was like, I'm going to rectify this now.
Dang, I'm going to have to watch that on Delta too.
So was this version, I mean, were there any edits made to the movie? Was the language as harsh as I remember it?
Wait, there's swearing in Reservoir Dogs? There's no swearing. Tommy. There's no violence. There's no.
I don't. No. You never know when you watch it on a plane.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah, like Michael Madsen at one point puts a phone to his ear and dances around. It's really weird the changes they make.
very family friendly movie. Yeah.
Instead of using guns, they all have walkie talkies now. It's such a weird change.
Yeah. You know, ever since they did that to E.T., it's happened to almost exactly. every movie. No, yep. I don't, Sam, I don't know what you're doing on planes these days, but they pretty much leave them unedited now. And sometimes it'll even say, if it's one of those screens in front of you where you pick movies, it'll mm-hmm. even say, be aware of the people sitting around you. Like, well, what the fuck? I got to fucking, you know, watch something based on what I think the people around me are going to react to. Plus those screens, you can't see a lot of them from an angle anyway, because of the way they're set up, you know?
That's a good point. No, you're absolutely right. I watched Lethal Weapon on a flight maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and they showed nudity and everything.
Yeah, because you can't not show Mel's butt, especially mm-hmm. back in its prime.
Mm-hmm. It's prime butt.
Wow, Reservoir Dogs for the first time, because it's like maybe my top three or four Tarantinos. I mean, I know he's only made 9 or 10 movies, but did you say what you think of it? Did we skip over that part?
I loved it. I knew the Stuck in the Middle with You scene already, and I'd heard, you know, I knew some of the quotes and stuff, but I really enjoyed it watching it. It's just cool, and it was funny reading. I read Ebert's review after, and he didn't like it, which was funny to read. but I really enjoyed it. I thought
it's just such a tightly constructed thing. There's not a boring mm-hmm. moment, and you know, it does get a little over the top in the violence, but that, you know, also, you know, helps with the tension. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a terrific movie.
Madsen is just incredible. I mean, that's such a great performance.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, you know, they're all like at the top of their game in that, all just, you know, yelling at and shooting each other. I mean, it's mm-hmm. definitely a, you know, bunch of dumb men movie. So I don't generally recommend those, but this is one that, I just really like. But it's also funny to me that, cause I agree with you that Jackie Brown is another one of his best ones. And, I wonder why he hasn't adapted more, you know, things from existing material. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess because he's got enough ideas that he doesn't have to, but like, I expected more of that after Jackie Brown, because it was so good.
Yeah. And Elmore Leonard is such a perfect match for him too. It would be great if he would do another one, but.
Yeah. Elmore Leonard wrote so many things, you know, like, and like that TV show Justified, they managed to spin that out into several years. And now it sounds like they're going to make a Justified movie. So like, and I also like that Get Shorty show on, I think it's on Stars, that is based on, obviously, the Elmore Leonard's Get Shorty. All right. Well, enough about that. Let's go to, I'm going to go ahead and guess here that this is going to be, we're going to go a different direction. We're going to go from R to G or PG, because Blair is going to recommend something animated.
Yes, I am.
which one are you going to recommend? There's been a couple of good ones lately.
Yeah, well, I actually DM'd you about it when I saw it, but I'm going to have to recommend to the Doug Loves Movie listeners the film The Bad Guys. Yeah, the other day I paid no less than $19.99 to view the movie from my home, and I have to tell the listeners that it was 100% worth it. A really good film, enjoyed it top to bottom.
Who are some of the voices in that one?
So Marc Maron voiced Mr. Snake, and I have to say, I mean, he came out, Marc Maron, he should be a bad guy more, because his voice was even more sinister. He made it even more sinister. He was perfectly cast. Sam Rockwell was Mr. Wolf. It was just really, really fun. Awkwafina, Zazie Beetz. Of course, I'm manifesting one of these roles for myself. But yeah.
Oh, you see, like maybe a sequel or a series?
Oh, I don't know. Just, you know, a movie in this realm. It was really fun. It had everything I needed.
Well, I am going to check that out, you know, based on your recommendation. I mean, I'm interested in even before you told me you liked it, but, because it does kind of sound, It's funny that Tommy recommended Reservoir Dogs because it just seems like it's Reservoir Dogs with actual animals.
Right. And a lot more heart and emotional resolution. I always see Marc Maron at the store when I go up there, and I saw him last night, and I really wanted to go up and tell him how much I loved him as Mr. Snake, but I didn't know if he would like that. So of course I said nothing.
I would think that he would like it just because he's probably not hearing from a lot of people on that subject.
I don't know.
You know,
I
mean, anybody could say, oh, you're great on Glow, you know, but nobody's seeing this movie unless they're watching it with their kids or they are Blair Saki.
I heard it did very well at the box office, though.
That's good. That's good to hear, because I felt like it was, you know, it felt poorly marketed to me. It felt like I didn't hear much about it.
Right.
And that they should have put you in charge of the marketing.
They should have put obviously a stoner blonde woman in charge.
Well, next time I see Mark, if I haven't seen it yet, I'm going to tell him Blair Saki loves your movie.
Okay.
And I am going to call it your movie so that he has to guess.
Okay.
But it's called The Bad Guys.
Yes. Yeah, so good.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got it right, because that's another thing about it. It's kind of a generic title at this point, because there's the other guys, the good guys, nice guys,
right,
good fellas. Guys, that's not a movie.
The bad guys.
Yeah. Well, this is gonna be really interesting to see how this shakes out, you know, especially between School of Rock and Reservoir Dogs, because they're both classics. But you know, Bad Guys could be considered a new classic, and this also could encourage, you know, the listeners to check it out. $20 though on the pay per view, I guess. Right?
Whoa!
It was worth it.
Okay. That's quite the testimonial that it's worth $20, because you know, the price comes down to like, you know, $7, $6, $5, you know, and down to zero when it hits a streamer. If you don't have to wait too long for that to happen. So to recommend that people pay the $20 and not wait is quite the recommendation. Thank you for that, and we will play some games right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and it's time for our first game. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Y'all got in a quick restroom break, maybe got a snack.
I baked some cookies. Would you like one?
You made some cookies during the break?
Yeah.
The commercials are too long. I didn't realize. Oh. I didn't realize if they go on for that long. I apologize to everyone.
I'm a very fast baker.
I did a show last night with Pete Holmes, and he asked the audience how much they paid to get in. And when they told him, he said, oh, that's too much.
You could be watching The Bad Guys right now.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can watch it twice because it was like $40 a ticket or something. But it was a good show, so I guess people are probably happy. Mm-hmm. I got a new game for you today.
Woo!
Yeah. It's called Kirk.
What?
Is that Kirk?
I said Kirk, but no, okay. It's not about the Wrath of Khan.
Oh.
It's not Ricardo Montalban yelling Kirk. It's me yelling Kirk. And it's the Wrath of Kirk Cameron.
I knew you were going to say that.
Have any of you seen a Kirk Cameron movie?
I'm very sorry to say yes.
Which one did you see, Sam?
I saw Saving Christmas.
Oh, my God, that movie.
It's unbelievable.
Full title is Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas, which doesn't make any sense.
I've seen that, too.
Oh, yeah? You sat through the whole thing because there's like 20 minutes of him in a car lecturing somebody in the passenger seat. Like, it's insane.
I don't miss too many Christmas movies.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you want to miss this one.
What about you, Tommy? Have you seen any Kirk Cameron movies?
Was he in Guys, Guys?
Yes,
No, I have not.
Well, all you need to know about his movies is that he's very serious about religion and plays characters who are either not religious and then get religious, or I think in the case of Saving Christmas, he's just religious from the get-go and is very despondent about what's happened to Christmas. And the poster makes it look like an action movie, but it is the most inaction movie you could imagine. So here's how this game's going to work. I figured you wouldn't have too much experience with Kirk Cameron movies, which makes sense. So it makes it a fun guessing game to try to figure this out, because I'm going to say a quote from one of three Kirk Cameron movies. It's either going to be from Left Behind the movie, which is hilarious to me when the first in a series of anything has to call itself the movie in the title. I guess it was a book or it was something prior to being that, but it's okay. Called Left Behind the movie, or another film he did called Fireproof, or the aforementioned Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Oh,
so the answer for each of these will either be Left Behind, Fireproof, or Saving Christmas. We'll start with Sam. If he misses on the first quote, then Tommy will get a shot. And if he misses, Blair gets the gimme point, because obviously there's only three choices. Whenever somebody gets one right, the next person gets to go first in the next round. There's three rounds plus a tiebreaker. Sam, are you ready to go?
Oh boy, I guess so.
All right. I'll say the quote and then I'll remind you of the three titles.
Thank you.
Here's the quote. I don't have all the answers, but for now, faith is enough. What do you think that's from? Left Behind, Fireproof, or Saving Christmas?
Left Behind?
You're going Left Behind.
Yeah. And I'd say that confidently. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're confident now?
No.
We can lock it in?
Sure.
I don't know how you did it, Sam. That is the correct answer. Well,
I didn't think. I don't
nailed
remember.
It right out of the gate. It's even one of the two you haven't seen. But obviously, well, I'm going to say lines that could be in any of them. None of these quotes are going to have references to Christmas in them.
Oh, right. No. I was hoping for that.
Just his drive to fix people.
Right. Not that I remember Saving Christmas particularly well, but I didn't remember anything like that from that movie. So I had a 50-50 shot.
Okay. Well, Tommy gets to go first on this next one. And it goes like this. Also, this is, oh yeah. Okay. This is just one line from one of those movies. Does it not occur to you that there are two people in this house and both of them need to eat?
I love the line, first of all. When are you trying to eat a meal in your house? I'd say Christmas time. So I'm going to go with Saving Christmas.
Oh, that's an interesting strategy to suggest that would happen on or around Christmas. I don't know when it happens in this movie, but I just know that apparently he's mad because She ate the pizza before he got home.
Ooh. You don't really have pizza as a Christmas food, so I could.
I've said too much. That answer is incorrect. Blair, between Saving Christmas or, wait, oh, you said Saving Christmas. So between Left Behind or Fireproof.
Wow.
Which one do you think that would be
for? This is a real mind bender.
Right?
Yeah, you know, but as they say, all great art stems from evangelicals. Fireproof or Left Behind. I feel like my first impulse was Left Behind. Maybe I should go with my intuition, but I don't know. I'm going to go Fireproof.
So you're leaving behind Left Behind to go with Fireproof.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a real trick question, Doug, if you had the same answer twice in a row, like maybe thoughtfully set up to trick us. I don't know.
Right. It's hard to figure these things out because it could go any way. I mean, I'm trying to trick you one way or the other.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out a way to trick you. But does it not occur to you that there are two people in this house and both of them need to eat? Is not from Left Behind.
I said Fireproof, though. So I
went. That's what I meant. Not from Fireproof. I knew the answer was no.
I was like, that doesn't sound like the right noise, but okay, mm-hmm. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I rarely know what I'm doing, but but in this case, I do know that Left Behind, I was just so excited for that your first instinct was Fireproof, but that brings us back to Sam, and he gets the gimme point if he remembers what's happening.
What?
All you got to do is name that third title that we have said is that hasn't come up yet.
I'm so confused. Didn't Blair get the point?
No.
No?
I guess Fireproof.
Oh, you guessed Fireproof. Oh, then it's Left Behind.
Yes.
Oh, correct. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I got so confused because I
got confused too, because there was arguing about what noise to be played. I don't know.
I was excited about Blair almost getting it.
Aw.
Her instincts were right, and then she fought her own instincts.
I know. Aww. That's what happens. It's part of the human condition.
Mm-hmm. And it's part of multiple choice when you have no idea what the answer is. It's so hard to go with your gut. So, Sam, you took this game down already.
Wow. I you're welcome to the audience. We don't need to hear Kirk Cameron.
Oh, we sure do, because I wrote these quotes. I wrote these quotes down. You're going to hear them.
Okay.
Because this next one. So Sam won this game, but the rest of this is just for fun. This next one is two characters talking, and it goes like this. I want to thank you, Dad. The love dare changed my life. Whatever the fuck the love dare is. He says, I want to thank you, Dad. The love dare changed my life. And then his dad says, God changed your life. The love dare was just a tool. And I say, they're both just tools.
Oh.
And then the tiebreaker, if we'd have gotten to that, is this one really cracks me up. Oh, that one was from Fireproof, by the way. And then for anybody worried about it. And then for the tiebreaker is going to be, I've been saving up for my boat for years. You're not going to take that away from me. Saving for a boat. And that was from Fireproof. And I thought it might trick people because it had the word saving in there, just like his Saving Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam Levine, you did it. Would you like to make an acceptance speech?
I would like to thank Kirk Cameron for reminding me that it doesn't matter how much money and success you have as a young person, you can still be batshit crazy.
Yeah, he's really putting it out there. I just saw and, you know, posted on my socials with a fart sound at the end, him, you know, speaking directly to camera about how children shouldn't be taught about race issues or sexuality or anything. And he keeps screaming about how his kids should be, or, you know, children should be just taught at home. Right. But it's funny how when kids weren't allowed to go to school, everybody of his ilk was screaming about how kids need to go to school.
Right.
Yep. So it's fun to watch him flip and flop and also flip and flop some more because nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Well, that game's never going to happen again.
That was a moment in time. I'm glad to have been included despite the outcome.
Yeah. I mean, it was a one and done basically, you know, going into it, I knew that it wouldn't have legs and I'm just happy to have gotten it out of my system. And we are going to play another, I think, more exciting and more fun, if you can imagine it,
game. Hard to imagine,
right?
Yes.
We're going to play that after one more break. We'll be back after this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and we're going to play one of Lil Wolverine's favorite games.
Oh, wow. But first, do you want some of the spaghetti and meatballs I just made?
The things that you whip up during these breaks, I don't know if it means that you're undercooking things or the breaks are too long. I don't know which way it's...
I'm on a raw food diet. There. It's a raw food diet, Doug. You don't want the spaghetti and meatballs.
How much cooking do you actually do?
In reality, I do quite a lot of cooking.
Yeah?
Yeah, I cook all the time.
Like, do you cook?
Yeah.
I make lots of chicken and fish and in all kinds of different ways. And I love grilling steaks and burgers and stuff. But yeah, I cook for me and my wife. That's right, my wife. Yeah, I cook for the two of us most days of the week.
So she's not a cook, or you just have more time on your hands?
A little bit of both.
All right. I think this marriage is going to work.
I think so too. We've got a good system down. Yeah. Although she's been very sick with salmonella a lot of times, because I definitely undercook all of our food.
Yeah, you gotta really cook it. You can't just do it during breaks from your podcast that you're on.
I need to learn, you know, patience a little better when it comes to cooking.
Yeah. Just take a lesson from Axl Rose.
I would start singing, but we can't afford.
I'm pretty sure he had a song called Patience, or maybe that was...
Yes.
Maybe,
no.
Oh, okay, good. I panicked that it might have been Sebastian Bach. You know, every great hair band had at least one hit ballad, you know?
Yep.
So it's hard to keep them straight. All right. Has anybody come on Stand By Your Man to defend Axl?
No, I would love to. We haven't done that yet, but I think that would be a lot of fun just to dive into that man's oeuvre.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's got a lot of good songs, but oof, what a messy individual.
Yes.
I mean,
I don't know. Ever since I heard that X Rose is an anagram for oral sex, I've been kind of out since then.
What?
Oh, that's when you stopped?
What, in tarnation?
Wait, what's his real name?
I don't know. It's not Axl Rose, but
Drexel Rose.
I wonder if his real name is an anagram for something worse. So that's what gave him the idea. Like, I got a better anagram name.
It's an anagram for tax evasion, I'm sure.
All right. So did I mention that Sam loves this game? It's called The Little Search Engine That Could.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Sam loves it for its arbitrary nature. Yep,
it really is. My favorite type of game.
Anything can happen. Anybody can win. Anybody could become a dangling champ and return to the show soon. Here's how it works. Yesterday, I typed something into a search engine on IMDb. And what I typed was the number 10. 10. And then I wrote down the top 10 movie titles that came up on their, you know, their algorithm that presents things in order of their popularity. You know, their popularity yesterday when I did this, because it's constantly changing based on things that happen in the world. But I wrote down the top 10 movie titles with 10 in the title, the 10 commandments, if you will. Mm-hmm. The three of you are going to take turns guessing movies that you know of that have 10 in the title. We're going to do three rounds, so each of you will get three guesses total. The higher up the 10 title is on the list, the more points you get. 10 points for number one and 1 point for number 10. And, you know, that leaves everything else in between. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Since Sam won that last game, he gets to go first. Then we're going to go to Tommy and then to Blair. Sam, mm-hmm. give me a movie that has 10 in the title.
I'm going to go with the Dudley Moore, Bo Derek classic, 10.
So you're just straight up going with 10.
I'm going with 10.
Even though it's from 1979 or some shit.
Uh-huh.
You think that's the most popular 10 movie.
Oh, the most pop. That's a good, I forgot well, about that. You know, I was just thinking when there, if you typed it in.
Comes up at the top, but.
I'm going to stick with it just because I think it wouldn't, if you typed it in that way, it wouldn't necessarily filter it by popularity, but maybe closest to the title. So I'll go with 10. Bo Derek, Dudley Moore, 10.
It's number one.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty simple over there. And it's a simple system that if you're looking up the word 10, 10 is going to be the number one answer. So Sam's on the board with 10 points, but it's still anybody's game because there's, you know, 17, 25, 29, 30. It was like 40 points out there still for the taking. Tommy, can you think of a film that you think is popular or at least IMDb popular that has 10 in the title?
Well, you mentioned it in the rules, but can I go the 10 commandments?
You can. I mentioned one title in the rules just to sort of give everybody, you know, a title they can grab for if they want to, but oftentimes that title ends up being worth 0 points. Hmm. Could be a trick. Do you want to stick with that answer?
You should stick with it, Tommy. Sounds pretty good.
Now I think Blair is
the tour. Wow, Blair, cutthroat. I don't know what this
is. Blair came to play some mind games. Talk about a bad guy.
The true snake that Mark Maron could never.
More like Mr. Shark by Craig Robinson.
Too. I love Craig Robinson when he does voices. He was Kevin the Squirrel in Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. I never saw it. I just remember the posters that said he played Kevin the Squirrel. okay, so what do you think, Tommy?
I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna see what happens.
All right. Well, I think you did well by that because it is on the list and it's number 5. So you got 6 right. points for your take trouble. That. Yeah, Tommy's on the board with 6. So Sam, look out.
Oh, I'm looking.
But Blair, if you come up with the number 2 title right now, you'll have 9 points. So you'll be right there behind Sam. What's a movie that has 10 in the title?
Oh, you know what I'm going with. 10 Things I Hate About You. One of the most classic movies of all time.
I just heard from somebody that said that they have never seen that movie. Oh, it was Scott Aukerman, because he does this thing now, a podcast where he just sees movies he's never seen and then talks about them. And I think he said he's never seen that. And I agree with you, Blair. It's one of, not only is it a good rom-com, but it's also a good teenager movie, because both of those genres I'm not crazy about. So you put them together and it makes the opposite of a Reese's. It's like two things that don't go together for me.
Those are two of my favorite genres, if you can believe it. But Heath Ledger and Andrew Keegan. Okay, wow. Before Andrew Keegan became like a cult leader or whatever, but wow, was he a babe?
And Larry Miller's the dad, so he's you know, he's money in the bank, and the girls are pretty good. It's a good movie.
Yep.
Not unlike Clueless, how they did, Jane Austen's Emma. The 10 Things I Hate About You is great at taking Shakespeare and then turning it into a story about high school kids who are all in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Blair, comes in at number 2. So you did get the 9 points I spoke of.
Nice.
Wow.
But now we're back to Sam Levine.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of snakes, he's going to slither right in with another title.
Okay.
What do you think, Sam?
Oh, we're still on 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Three rounds. You're each going to get three guesses as we,
gotcha.
You know, as we chip away at this list of 10 movies have 10 in the title.
Well, damn, I really only thought of the two. I was thinking of 10 and then 10 Things I Hate About You. So now I got to think of the third.
Yeah.
That isn't the 10 commandments.
Those are the three we've said so far.
I have got one. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh,
great.
Indeed. That is a motion picture with 10 in the title. And another good movie, if you ask me.
Mm.
You know, it's basically a three-hander, but I like those three actors a lot.
It's three good hands.
John Goodman, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and John Gallagher.
Jr., yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Junior, does he go John Gallagher Jr.?
I believe he is a junior.
I think so. I think he has it in his official, his official name, which you don't see a lot in movie actor names these days. A young actor with junior in their name.
Yeah. Mark Boone Jr.
It is on the list.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Any extra trivia you have is always welcome.
Thank you.
But 10 Cloverfield Lane came in at number 4.
Oh.
So that gives Sam an additional 7 points. For a total of 17. Oh, boy. Tommy.
That's tough.
Tommy, what are you going to do about this? Do you think you can come up with... There is a movie that's in the 3 position. That's just sitting there waiting for somebody to pick it. But then there's also 6 through 10 are still available for a few points here and there.
So I need to take a wild stab, because if I play it safe, I got no shot. So
that's one way of looking at it.
Well, here's what I think. Now, we've been saying 10, but you did type in 10. So what I'm going to say is that maybe the number 3 movie is 101 Dalmatians.
Wow.
Whoa. Interesting.
Probably wrong.
Yeah, because I don't think that it. You know, I look down the list even past the top 10, and I don't know if it gets into, like, if the, you know, if IMDb can figure that out and put the, you know, that 10 is part of 101. But, you know, there's a solid guess, and you're a solid guest. But that movie did not make the top 10.
Who made this list? Cruella?
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, I got to the movie Cruella late, the Emma Stone movie. And while I have some objections with the idea that Cruella de Vil was a nice person when she was younger and just, you know, eventually became somebody that would hunt and kill dogs. But I love that movie.
That's great. I like that too.
Have they greenlit a sequel for that mm-hmm. movie?
Yeah.
It's called Tuella, right?
I hope so.
Better be.
I doubt it because they don't trust people. It's just like, you know, Top Gun should have been called Two Gun. Top Gun 2, Two Gun. But they just, you know, that they went with Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, because they just worry that people are just are too easily confused and don't know that it, you know, that it's a sequel, but also new. Mm-hmm. But Cruella, you know, won Oscar, right? Won the Oscar for costumes, mm-hmm. I think. And but the production design and all of the actors, Emma Thompson is amazing as the mean character who you know, pushes Cruella into becoming a mean person. And I just love it. I might watch it again. Have you seen it, Blair?
I have. Yeah, I will say I was a bit shocked by the depths of the tragic emotional arc, but I did enjoy it overall. They did take out a little bit of the fun, I think.
Mm. Yeah, it is a little heavy. Like I it took me a long time to see it because I just hated that I saw clips from the first scene where, you know, it's just an incredibly tragic scene. But so I thought, oh, this movie it just seems like a bummer. But I think they mostly recover from that, and it's a fun watch.
Yeah, I like some of the production design was really remarkable.
Mm-hmm. They put a lot of money and effort into it. What's your next guess, Blair?
Okay, look, I won't stand here before all of you, my colleagues, and say I'm an expert in 10 title movies, but I'm going to guess, I'm going to throw out there 3:10 to Yuma.
Ooh. I hadn't thought about that. Of course, 10 could not be the not starting title word.
Yeah, 3:10 to Yuma. There is a 10 in there. And Blair, you did it. It is on the list. Coming in at number 6, it's worth 5 points. She's gaining on you, Sam.
Oh. I have no idea what the score is.
I'll tell you, she's only 3 points behind.
The score, Sam. Winning is all that matters.
Yeah. Sam, you have 17 points. Tommy, thanks for being here with us. And Blair. Thanks for finding a library in Utah so you could join us. I didn't even know they had libraries there, you know. But I do visit Salt Lake City occasionally, and I love it. And Blair has, she has got 5 more, so she's got a total of 14. So she could be a massive spoiler for you, Sam, here in the end. But you have a chance to pick up a few more points before she does.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. All right, I'm trying to rack my brain now for titles that don't start with 10, because I swear we've gotten all of those. Now, question, Doug, does it have to be feature films, or can it be whatever the answers are when you typed in 10?
They're, you know, TV series do pop in with a 10 or TV specials or whatever, and I don't include them.
Oh, you don't include them?
I skip it, but they're there. That's you're right that happens. But I ignore them.
You ignore. So if I said Ben 10, which I know is an animated series,
that wouldn't make the cut because it would say TV series next to it. And I'm kind of an avid reader.
Okay.
So when I saw those words, I knew it wasn't a movie. I don't even know where it came in or if it came in, but.
Okay.
Son
of a gun.
Okay.
I have a guess. It is a feature film.
Okay.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, see, now there is, to me, is the opposite of 10 Things I Hate About You. That is a movie that does not work. But a lot of people love it. And it did make the list.
Oh, wow.
But Sam, this is a real nail biter because it came in at number 10.
Oh, no.
So you only gained 1 point with that move.
Oh, no.
So Blair is within striking distance.
Oh, boy.
But Tommy is here as a spoiler or just to, you know, walk out of here with some, you know, some sense of pride.
So if I don't get it, I'm leaving with no pride.
No, you got some. You already out of the gate, you got that 6-pointer.
That was nice.
By just repeating the one that I said. But, you know, it's all part of the strategy. Mm-hmm. You took a risk and it paid off somewhat. But do you want to go ahead and name another one or do you want to hit the showers?
You know, there's a David Wayne flick, The Ten.
Oh, okay. It's a one of them anthology movies with a bunch of short scenes with all the people from the state, plus Paul Rudd and I think maybe Rashida Jones.
I believe you're right. And then fake Diane Wiest, if I'm not mistaken.
What does that mean?
They reference her like in one of the scenes. And I remember because it's just so silly. It's like Paul Rudd's character breaks up with someone and then they bump into each other on the street. And, you know, she's like, oh, what are you doing now? He's like, oh, well, I've been in a pretty serious relationship with Diane Wiest. We don't see her. We just hear about it. And it always stayed with me. It's such a great, perfect name for that joke.
It's hilarious. Well, also, she's probably considerably older than that character, I'm guessing.
I think so. I think she's been 20 years older. Yeah.
Yeah. But she's like, she's so good. I was so happy to see her in that. I Like You a Lot. Is that what was it called? The scam movie with the lady from Gone Girl and Peter Dinklage.
Oh, Rosamund Pike. And
I Care a Lot. I care a lot.
Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah, that was good. And Diane Wiest was good in it because she had to be like, kind of, you know, spoiler everybody, she had to be like kind of like frail grandma character for a while for some scenes and then turn into a real mean mafia bitch in other scenes. And she's got both modes going full tilt. What just happened, Tommy? What was your guess?
The 10.
Oh, I just was putting off this terrible moment because, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
The 10 didn't make the top 10.
This is a rough day. Rough day for me.
Well, you know, at least you can check out some books.
That's true.
How much more time do you have to kill?
I have to head to the airport in like 2 hours so I can read through some movie anthologies to find some more 10 movies.
Yeah, maybe you can study after this, Tommy.
That's a good idea.
Is it really warm there today?
It is pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah. It can get real hot there. And you're in Salt Lake City. Is that true?
I'm in Park City. I have to head to Salt Lake City for the airport. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never been to Park City, but I hear it's very nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
All right. Blair, you've had some time to think.
Okay.
There's a few movies left. There's that number. If you can come up with that number three one, that would give you the win.
I really don't know. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to go with the origin story of incels today, 10 to midnight.
I've never heard of that.
Who's in that?
What's his name?
Are you talking about the Charles Bronson movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Charles Bronson in Ted in the Midnight with his wife.
It's a murder movie.
Oh, Lisa Elbacher.
Yeah. Was she in that one?
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't married to her. It was another lady who was married. Jill Ireland is who he was married to. And they made a bunch of movies together.
I haven't thought about 10 to Midnight in 20 years.
Right? Of the Charles Bronson movies of that time, my favorite was, I really liked the movie Breakout.
Oh, yeah.
Had a great...
That's a super good movie.
Had a great bad guy getting hit by a plane propeller death sequence, which, you know, Raiders hadn't happened yet.
That's right.
But anyway, 10 to Midnight is a terrific guest, Blair. It is on the list.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is on the list. But the bad news is that it's all the way down at number 8. And the 3 points that you got for your trouble keeps you 1 point shy of catching Sam Levine. Sam, you are the winner of Little Search Engine That Could.
Good job, Sam.
Thank you.
18 points. And Blair ended up with 17. So close that we would have had a tie. We would have had to go an extra round, I guess.
Oh, my God.
If you hadn't have said, what one did you, how to lose a guy in 10 days?
Yeah.
So I was belittling you for getting just that 1 point, but that point really, really worked out for you.
Turned out it did.
Yeah. Are you ready to hear the rest of the titles?
Yes, please.
Everyone's screaming at their devices or whatever they listen to this on. Coming in at number 3, a very recent hit film you might have heard of called Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Yes.
Nope. That would not going to come into my brain.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
What?
The full title, I only think of it as Shang-Chi, of course.
Have you heard of Simu Liu?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Blair now.
Oh, sorry.
No, I have not.
He's the star of that film. He even hosted SNL this a few months back because of the, popularity of this film. And he's a terrific actor. I look forward to seeing more of him.
Okay, I'm going to watch then.
Yeah, it's got a lot of action in it. It's not like top tier Marvel, but I did enjoy it. Coming in at number 6, what I thought Blair was going to say when she was talking about 10 to Midnight, because it's another time movie, 3:10 to Yuma.
Didn't she say 3:10 to Yuma?
That was my second guess.
Yeah, that's how she got all those extra points that made it.
Oh,
the
5 points. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So that one I just forgot to check that off. Number 7 was a film nobody has any reason to think of ever. A movie that starred Channing Tatum and Rosario Dawson called 10 Years.
What?
Never heard of
was
that
this released
in
theaters?
I don't know where it was released. I don't know what the deal is with it, but there is a movie called 10
Good
Years.
Was it released only on Apple Watches?
That might have been the case.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't have an Apple Watch, so I've never been able to catch it.
Never even heard of it.
It gets worse, Sam, because in the ninth slot is a movie called 10 Minutes Gone.
Okay.
Which sounds like you'd have to give up a lot more than 10 minutes to watch it. And it starred the great Bruce Willis.
All right.
So as one of his, I guess he had quite a few straight to home viewing movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry about the, these 3:10 and 10 to Midnight. I'm not good with time. It's very confusing. Okay. But what a great job everybody did today. I'm so proud of all of you. But Sam Levine is our winner. And don't say yes or no right this second, Sam.
Okay.
I like to leave people in suspense. But you are officially invited to be on the Live Doug Loves Movies show next Sunday, 1 week from today, at 4:20 at Dynasty Typewriter here in Los Angeles. But for now, go ahead and do your plugs.
Hello. I've got plugs. No. Hey, if you want to watch me be very silly on the Disney Channel, my first episode of Raven's Home just dropped a day or so ago. So I think that's on Disney Plus if you have that, or if you somehow still get the Disney Channel pumped into your home. I don't know. Look for it on repeat. Also, find me on Cameo. You know the drill. I'll make you a video for anything. Good news, bad news, breakups, quitting your job. Come find me. I'm happy.
Inside dirt on Raven Simone.
There is none. She's a pious person. I don't know what to tell you.
People can pay you to say that.
Yeah, if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'll talk about how awesome Raven is for a couple bucks. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, she was co-host on the local coverage of the LA Pride today.
There you go.
Yeah, and she did a great job. She had great, very colorful eye makeup.
She's only been doing this her entire life. She's pretty good at it.
Yeah, she was born cute and kept going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Sam, I'll talk to you later about next week.
Okay.
Tommy McNamara was only a 1 week run as champion, but you're a terrific champion. What would you like to promote?
Yeah, we've been talking about check out Stand By Your Band. We just did an episode about something corporate that I think is a lot of fun.
Ooh.
Oh, which band did you do? Which corporate band did you talk about?
It was Enron, the band.
Yeah, thanks, man. And I'll obviously reach out to you, have you back sometime, and hopefully in one of the live shows in front of an audience.
I would love to. This was so much fun. Thanks again for having me.
Well, safe travels out of Utah. Say hello to Tommy Takkar for us.
I will. Yes.
And Blair Saki, so close, but you know what they say, it doesn't count.
Right, it doesn't count at all.
Horses and hand grenades.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring those things up, but
well, what about horses?
Because I don't approve of horseshoes. Because poor horses.
Poor horses.
And I don't approve of hand grenades. Because why are you throwing hand grenades at horses?
Well, they got to shake loose those horseshoes somehow.
What would you like to plug, Blair?
I would please like to plug my new podcast, Dear Owen Wilson. It's a lot of fun, and I think you guys might like it.
I think we might.
Yeah.
You just did a show. You just did like a headlining set somewhere in LA, yes?
I did. I did a new hour last Monday.
How'd it go?
It was fun. It was really good. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Doug.
And you're going out on a tour. I think you have some dates with Ron Funches.
Yes, I have many dates with Ron Funches coming to a city near you.
Yeah, go see Ron and Blair. Ron's never on Doug Loves Movies because he doesn't know movie trivia.
Right.
But does he know Kirk Cameron movie trivia?
I feel like nobody does, and that, put you all, it made it a real level playing field today. And somehow Sam got lucky. I'm going to be doing stand-up in Bakersfield, California on June 25th, and I'm going to do five shows at Acme in Minneapolis in July. But for all the information, go to DougLovesMovies.com. One more time, I'd like to thank Sam Levine, Tommy McNamara, and Blair Saki. You're all terrific guests.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
And here's the final line from a movie I've chosen to close out today's show. As always, it's two sentences, Matt, so get ready. As always, I show him mine. He doesn't show me his. Come on, Rapunzel. From now on, we do it in the dark.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.